Eric Simonson joins us in our studios this morning wearing his brand new, hardly even been broken in, Lake Superior Zoo hat. Good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning and thanks for having me on.
Your new hat still has a price tag on it. It's that shiny and new.
It does. It's brand new. Today is day three.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, and talk about starting off your tenure as the Lake Superior Zoo CEO with a bang. The Lake Superior Zoo has some really good news to share about their accreditation. Just giving folks a quick recap, a number of years ago, the zoo lost its accreditation, worked like crazy to gain the accreditation back, got the accreditation back. It was set to expire last year in 2016. They got an unusual one-year accreditation, but a list of things that needed to be addressed in that time. And now, a year later, what did the AZA, the American Zoological Association, say?
Right. The AZA provided us some really good news over the last week that the zoo has reached full accreditation status and is good for another 4 years. And that credit really needs to go to be spread out to a lot of people besides me, but mainly to our zoo staff. They have just done incredible work trying to get things in shape and in order to achieve this status. This is the bar that you want to strive for in the zoo business, and they've done well. And we've got a lot of work ahead of us still, but this was a major accomplishment.
Now, you've said that there were a lot of lessons learned going through this whole process, and obviously it has been a learning curve with some real highs and lows for the zoo over the past 10, 15, 20 years, for example. What are some of the lessons that you were referring to when you mentioned a lot of lessons learned going through this procedure?
Right. To me, I think the primary lesson learned is, you have this accreditation inspection process that you go through every 5 years. And the key is to constantly be preparing for that. Unfortunately, sometimes budgets force us to postpone things that should be done sooner than later. And I think what we learned here is that waiting until the very end and trying to be able to find money to get things done just does not work. So as we go forward, it's really important that we continue to work on our short-term and long-term maintenance goals. And by the time we get to the expiration of this accreditation, my goal is to be 100% ready and not have to go through another extension period.
They just go, oh, yeah, the AZA accreditation.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay, whatever, and then we'll go to lunch and celebrate. Now, I asked you also because there have been some changes in the way that the zoo has been structured and how your job is going to be differing from, for example, Mike Janis's job when he was the director of the zoo. And you reminded me that the zoo is now a nonprofit that's contracting with the city. It's not a city-owned entity anymore. So what are your priorities going to be going forward as the CEO? And what are some of the things on your, because you got to have some, on your either wish list or, here's the stuff I got to do, but this is the stuff I really want to do.
Right. And I came into this, eyes wide open with the understanding that the community and the city of Duluth and the folks in our region really want the zoo to be successful. And we have a master plan now that really focuses in on the revitalization of the zoo and repurposing of some of the property in association with Fairmont Park. And what we really need is somebody that has the ability to get that plan in motion and really get it accomplished. What the zoo needs is some fresh attractions. The zoo right now is in a great place. They have come a long ways from what happened 5 years ago, and they're in a great place. They have great exhibits. They have great education programs. Things are going well. But we also need to do some upgrades, and we need to bring in some new exhibits. And, of course, that'll cost money. So my goals over the next few years are to make sure that the zoo functions, within its budget. We'd like to operate in the black, and we'd like to go forward and implement this revitalization plan and get it done. 2023 is actually the 100-year anniversary of the zoo, and it's kind of a goal in the back of my mind that we have this, 100% revitalized by that point in time, and we can have a big celebration in 23.
Well, who's not up for a big celebration?
Exactly.
I mean, that's
exactly.
Absolutely. The budget has been a constant challenge, as it is with any city entity, when it was a city entity, and then, of course, as a nonprofit. What are you hoping? Do you have any tricks up your sleeve? Do you have any plans? What are you hoping to be able to do to get the zoo budget, first of all, on a good, rock-solid footing, and then to be able to grow the budget to make some of these wonderful plans happen?
Right. So there's two ways that we really need to focus on growing our budget. One is on the capital side. We will need to launch a aggressive capital campaign to begin to raise funds to help support this revitalization, which will happen in a number of phases. That, believe it or not, is probably the relatively easy part. The more challenging part is dealing with our annual operating budget. We operate at about 30 to 35% subsidy from city tourism tax, as well as the Department of Natural Resources. And we have to make sure that above that, what we depend on for revenue is obviously gate admissions and, you know, concession sales and things like that. It's really difficult to increase those admission revenues if we don't have new and fresh exhibits all the time that are generating turnover and people coming back in the door and buying memberships. And I think that, you know, these two things need to go hand in hand. And as we complete our capital revitalization plan, we will, in theory, boost our attendance and boost our revenues and get us back to where we need to be.
Are you concerned at all with occasionally the zoo has gone to the legislature and asked for some money, funding there? Does that present any kind of a conflict or any kind of a difficulty for you as a member of the legislature also?
Sure. Good question. Not difficult to answer. Every legislator deals with conflict of interest at some point in time, especially legislators that have jobs, which is the majority of them.
Right.
You just weigh every decision that you're faced with carefully and make sure that if you're going to vote on something, that there isn't a true conflict in the definition of law. And I've looked at this every which way that I can think of, and I've pretty much identified the areas that I need to be careful about, and we'll just do that. But it's really no different than when I was employed by the city of Duluth as a firefighter, for example. I mean, there are just things that you have to be careful about.
Sure.
And we just pay attention to that.
Does the legislature offer you the option to say, I recuse myself from this vote, I shouldn't be voting on this, or are you just expected to be a grown-up and vote like a grown-up?
No, there is provisions in law that allows each individual legislator to recuse themselves in the event of a conflict of interest.
Sure.
The law does not provide a path for you to get yourself into trouble. It provides a path for you to stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble.
Which is important. So we watch that carefully. But again, I say every legislator that has a job watches that very carefully, because it's something to be cognizant about all the time.
Fantastic. Well, such good news. Man, and boy, do we ever need good news right now. Of wherever it comes from, we need some good news.
Take it where you can.
So, you bet. So, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Eric. I hope we have the opportunity to talk with you soon about new and exciting stuff coming up at the zoo.
Happy to come back anytime. Thanks.
Eric Simonson is the Lake Superior Zoo's brand new, newly minted CEO, and joins us this morning to share some good news about the zoo accreditation, the Lake Superior Zoo, good to go for the next 4 years.